Everyone,
I suspect there may be some people here who don't find finance the most interesting part of the meeting, or indeed exciting. That may come as a surprise to a number of us. If it's any consolation, last year I had one slide and I only took 7 minutes. This year I've got 5 slides. First one, please, Claire. In terms of how things panned out last year, and this builds on the message from Catherine, who spoke to us a couple of weeks ago, and very grateful for that. In terms of our expected shortfall, which is am I whistling or anything? It sounds a bit funny. Is it all right? The purple block there, we anticipated that we would be around £20,000 short of what we needed last year. We actually ended up being only £3,500 short, which is the little yellow block there. So although it's not entirely wonderful news, it's an awful lot better than it could have been. So that's really the key message. Just to give you some of the headlines, and first of all, apologies, there isn't anything on the website as yet, but the accounts will be posted on there with a report. I have got a paper copy here. If anybody wants a paper copy, please let me know and I'll go and run one off for you. But to give you just some of the headlines, the budget we set last year was £170,000. The income we anticipated we would get was only £150,000, hence the predicted £20,000 shortfall. What we actually came out with was spending at 160, so £10,000 less than we'd thought we would need, and income was 157, so £7,000 more than we thought we would get in. So hence, the shortfall was a lot less than we'd anticipated. Okay, and moving on to the next slide, please, Claire, in terms of sort of the key reasons why that was the case. As I say, we spent £9,500 less than budget. That was across a number of areas. There were things like, for example, some spending was deferred. We made some savings for efficiencies, not least around some of our sort of stationary office costs. And not to underestimate the initiative with the flasks and the lower costs associated with that in terms of paper cups. I felt very guilty this morning because somebody did point out to me, no names, that actually I do need to buy one because I'm using a paper cup, although, yeah, so my, but that sort of thing, it all helps, so that's really good. So across the board, there wasn't anything specific that resulted in the £9,500 less, it was pretty much across the board, but sort of deferring some of the planned spending where we could did help that. Income was, as I said, 7,000 more than budget. I think I've sort of reported on this previously. We did come to the church partway through last year and explained that things weren't looking all that wonderful. People's response was such that income has gone up by that 7,000. So that's been really great. It would have been more than that, I think, but we have, sort of during the last year, we've lost some of our regular givers, so that always has an impact. So that's a very quick run through 2014. So I will be fairly quick and try and keep to seven-ish minutes. Next slide, Claire, please. So in terms of 2015 and what we were predicting in terms of our approved budget, the approved budget predicts a shortfall of somewhere around 8,500. So that is a little bit more than the actual last year. And the reasons for that are perhaps sort of fairly straightforward in terms of inevitably, we sort of suffer from effects of inflationary increases and things like that. And I think just more going on, as we've already been talking about, some of the children and youth ministry, some of that, the building of that and the resources required to fund it. But one of the key reasons it's more than last year is that, for example, we're providing for replacing the sound desk, which is, I'm told, sort of ending its nearing the end of its useful life, so we've sort of prudently budgeted over the next couple of years to replace the sound desk, so that makes a difference. Again, in terms of the numbers, the prediction is around 8,500. Figures early this year to the end of March, i.e. for the first quarter, is very, very difficult to predict so early on. But if I could, next slide, please, Claire. It is early days. Sorry, what have we got here? Okay. Yeah, okay. Sorry, that's fine, that's fine. Obviously, you've got my hard copies out of order. So why is 2015 predicted to be more than 2014? Yes, full complement of staff for the year has some impact, more activity, the sound desk, and obviously inflationary increases come into that. But it's not a huge increase. Next one, Claire, please. So where are we so far this year? We've got information into the end of March, i.e. the first quarter of the year. So it's difficult to predict, but broadly, income's looking along the lines of the level it was last year. And spending looks about on target, but obviously that's quite unpredictable. And I think the shortfall, it could be around sort of £10,000. So it's not looking as bad as when I came to speak to you this time last year, but nonetheless, there is a predicted shortfall in there. So I will end at that point. Not waffling too much. Other than, has anybody got any questions?
Giles, thank you for sharing that. It's one of those things, every year we kind of have this conversation about, oh, crumbs, we're looking at a deficit, and every year God seems to honour us, and last year was dramatic because God really kind of did a great thing. In fact, I think we saw giving go up more than 7,000, but with people moving away, it went down again, which kind of was a bit disappointing. Really, we just encourage you to kind of pray about that and about, A, God's provision, and B, our part in that. If you want more information, do speak to Giles. Giles, how many years have you been treasurer? Almost as long as I've been vicar.
This is my 19th.
This is your 19th year.
I started in my mid-teens. And why's everyone?
That's laughing? A brazen lie, but we won't go there. I did comment when I had this conversation with Giles that actually you could have committed murder and got a shorter sentence. For some strange reason, Giles is beginning to think that perhaps this ought to be his last year. So he will be doing this year. So it's not goodbye yet, and it's not a proper thank you yet. We'll give you a flower or something when you go. Don't worry. You know, I mean, you know, 20 years. I mean, it must be worth a bunch of flowers, surely.
Yeah,
or a beer.
It
won't be edible. That could be arranged. But would you just kind of pray, because this is a key role in the life of our church. It's a practical role, but it's also a faith role. I love working with Giles, because when we say, we need to do this, he doesn't say, but we can't afford it. He says, well, okay, we'd better pray about how we kind of find the money for that. You know, he never says no, even though at times, I'm sure all his common sense as an accountant suggests that he ought to. And I just think, you know, you need a mixture of kind of financial ability, but a faith perspective. And I'm just grateful that Giles has bought that, and that's what we kind of will need in the future. So kind of be thinking about whether that might be you even. How about that? For Giles, thank you very much.